you have the spiritual gift of a ruler. You're an organizer. So I'm sure you prepare very early on in the week for a sermon. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can you walk us through some of the steps you've taken to doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do believe that my spiritual gift is the ruler, administrative type thing. I'll tell you, my spiritual gift is not titles. I stink at titles. My titles are terrible. And
I think you got some good titles. Well, I think you got some really good ones. God is not a Republican. Oh, no, God is not American.
That one was good.
That one was good. You ticked off a lot of people with that one. I wasn't one of them. I was like, amen to that.
You'd be surprised how many people you offend when you do.
Jack Treiber.
Yeah. God is not American. And they're like, what? But, you know, talking about Pastor Jones' titles, my favorite title that I saw of his was, "You're Not Woke, You're a Joke."
Oh, that's good.
That was a good one. He's awesome with the titles. Anyway, getting back to sermon prep, for me, this is how it works for me, and all preachers are different, and you got to just kind of figure out what works for you.
Right.
But for me, like, the way – this is how my week looks like. On Monday, I work on my Wednesday night sermon. And my goal is to I try to work on one sermon twice. So my first goal, like on Monday morning, my goal is to get to the sermon to the place where I've got a rough outline. And my goal is to get to the place where if I can't get back to this, I could preach this if I needed to. Now, I don't want to. I want to work on it some more, but if all hell broke loose, if they bombed my building, and you know, for whatever reason I couldn't get back to this, I could preach this if I needed to.
So what you're basically saying is you do sermon prep on Wednesday, or for Wednesday you do it on Monday.
On Monday.
And you get it to the point where, you know, God forbid, if something came up, an emergency came up, it has enough content and preparation in it that you can take it as is from Monday and preach it on Wednesday.
I could, you know, and I don't want to because I want to work on it some more, but I could if I needed to.
Right.
That's my goal. So I know I'm done on Monday when it's like, okay, if I had to preach this, I've got an outline, I've got whatever, I've got it developed to a place where if I had to preach this, I could preach it. Then here's what I used to do when I was, you know, younger in the ministry. God has allowed us to be in ministry now in Sacramento for 10 years, so I've been around for a little while. But what I used to do is, you know this, you might know this as a preacher. I think a lot of preachers do this. You know, you never end a sermon prep. There's always more to do.
Right.
So what I used to do is I'd get up on Monday and work on my Wednesday night sermon. Then on Tuesday, I'd work on my Wednesday night sermon. Then on Wednesday, I'd work on my Wednesday night sermon right up until I needed to preach it. Then I'd preach Wednesday. And now I've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday to write two sermons, right?
Yeah.
And that just, you know, that was like my life for a long time. And I hated it. So what I do now is on Monday, I write my Wednesday night sermon to the point where I could preach it if I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Tuesday, I force myself not to work on the Wednesday night sermon at all. And what I do on Tuesday is I start on my Sunday morning sermon.
Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I get it to the same thing, to the place where I could preach it if I needed to on Sunday morning. And then on Wednesday, I go back and I finish my Wednesday night sermon. Because you kind of feel this pressure on Wednesday, like, I got to preach this tonight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already done to the point where I could if I needed to. But now I've had a day where I haven't thought about it. Sometimes for me, it works well.
It's kind of like walking away from a project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's kind of just simmering,
yeah.
You know, and some of the thoughts have kind of, you know, solidified. And I can go back and kind of really refine it. I've thought of other verses that maybe, oh, that would go well with that or whatever. So on Wednesday, I finish it, and then I preach it on Wednesday. So then on Thursday, I start my Sunday night sermon. It's a little complicated of a schedule for me.
Yeah.
But on Thursday,
you give yourself enough time.
Yes. On Thursday, I start my Sunday night sermon, again, to the skeleton, to the place where if I needed to, I could do it. And then on Friday, I finish my Sunday morning sermon. On Saturday, I finish my Sunday night sermon. And I try not to, you know, because this is what we all do when we first start out in ministry. You know, on Sunday morning, we're finishing up our Sunday morning sermon. And on
That's
Sunday,
me.
And on Sunday night, in between the services, we're writing.
That's
the Sunday
me again.
You know, so I do review my sermons
mm-hmm.
During those times. But yeah. I like for them to be written. So I spend my mornings on sermon prep. And I, you know, obviously in the afternoons, I work on other projects or whatever.
Yeah. Do you guys think he's a ruler?
Yeah. Yeah. Very